Okay, my famous opening words. That is 1 minute 20 seconds. We usually come in at this point. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 13th of April, 2019. And as I say, my favorite phrase, attack, 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 the subtitle of this program, worse and worse is getting. And this, before we get to the entire list again of how bad it's getting again, this week's list of items, this is the week of betrayal. Julian Assange, who all these newspapers around the world stood on his information, and in Britain, the Guardian, the supposed socialist left-wing carrier of the underdog paper, which is now a prized bastard newspaper, should be wiped out. Sold him down the river, as is the Daily Mail, as did the British Parliament. It is absolutely appalling. I know he's an eccentric character by any standards, but he has never given out wrong information. What journalists can say that anywhere in the world today? Virtually none of them. They're all pimps. They're right to order. And investigative journalism is dying. There's a tiny amount of people out there, and they are at risk. And all of us in the alternative media have hits against us, even though I regard myself as a minor minion in all this. But the week that Julian Assange was totally betrayed, they're going to do him for non-appearance in court. Okay, that'll be 6 months' sentences in Britain. But they're biting at the bit in Britain. The media, the government, they're like one combined unit to hand him over to the United States, and he'll end up in Guantanamo. And that is absolutely shocking, the betrayal of this appalling liberal lefty media. I just can't describe it. But Mike Adams is doing a piece, and I don't mind quoting him again and again. And it shows for all Assange being dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy, and the piece was here saying the arrest of Julian Assange was actually triggered by the DOJ, AG William Barr, telling the world that, yes, Obama's deep state operatives spied on the Trump campaign officials. Now the deep state is in total panic, and they are pulling out all the stops to try to frame Trump and derail the DOJ investigation that will reportedly lead to incriminating. Well, the DOJ is the most polluted department of the deep staters in America. They've been loading hardcore Illuminati solicitors and CFR and all the rest of the people in. 4,000 solicitors work there. It's a disgusting cesspit. And then Trump goes and appoints Jeff Sessions just to really screw it up. But I've written off Trump. I just totally written him off. So James Kelso, of course, doesn't want to deal with this at all. Just cheerleading flunky. You should get a blonde wig and pink tights, as far as I'm concerned. But there you are. Those likely to, continuing on with Mike Adams' article, those likely to be indicted, including Peter Stroke, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, John Brennan, James Clapper, and many others who attempted to carry out treason against America, as President Trump stated today. They attempted a coup. They got caught, and they now are going to face the legal consequences and laws on criminal actions. Well, that's one tiny aspect of what they did. You know, that's like, okay. Well, I'm reluctant to argue with Mike Adams, an outstanding guy in this area, who's a pivotal man in the Patriot movement, absolutely pivotal. And in brackets, he's saying the entire left-wing media was also part of this criminal conspiracy against America, with a fake news journal terrorists, even will the fake news journal terrorists ever face arrest for their role in this plot? Yeah, you know, to wipe out CNN and the likes of them. But the deep state isn't dead yet. They still run large groups of operatives inside the State Department, the FBI, the DOJ, and treacherous globalist criminal Barack Obama sits on top of all these groups, running the resistance from his command bunker near the Capitol in D.C. That's quite obvious that's going on. Make no mistake, Obama is behind the arrest of Julian Assange, and the gambit here is to pressure Assange to fabricate accusations that implicate President Trump in the Russian collusion hoax that they have already imploded. I think that's an obscure point. Anyway, he goes on to say, corrupt Democrat Senator Joe Manchin has now declared Julian Assange to be our property. claiming it will, be really good to get him back in the United States. And that's exactly what that lowlife Hillary Clinton was saying during the week. Like, she was absolutely cheerleading the event, that almost that she's broken free from all the allegations. Where obviously he can be tortured. This is where the mansion is claiming that they want Assange back in America, where obviously he can be tortured at will by Obama's deep state operatives. This Democratic senator refers to a human being as the human being referenced Julian Assange as government property, in much the same way plantation owners once categorized their own slaves as property. Is it any wonder that the KKK was a creation of the Southern Democrats like Joe Manchin? Sure. And the main header goes on to say in this article, Julian Assange will now be physically tortured by Obama's deep state operatives. If Assange can be forced to testify against Trump by inventing false facts that the media can run with, it could revive the Russian collusion hoax and pressure Barr to back off the DOJ. Well, Barr is a highly suspect individual. I mean, his history is breathtaking. But I just don't know if Trump is actually a bit mentally unhinged. I know he's a total narcissist. Say again. Okay. Sorry, we came in. We had a fault, not on the system, on my headset. Lucky I have a second set of headsets. The other one has done on upper mileage. My apologies, folks. Ken is doing everything right. Our Verto chat system is working, and that was just the headset that went down. Okay. We can throw that one in the bin. But okay, we're talking about Assange and the shocking betrayal of him in so many ways. And right, Mike Adams is writing an outstanding article laying it out, the obvious of what has happened here. And I'll just do a little bit more on his article, that have no allegiance. The Obama regime was a criminal regime and it never gave up power. Obama operatives are still alive and well inside the State Department, the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS, the EPA, and every other corrupt government agency you can think of. They're all working tirelessly to destroy Trump, overrule the voters, and establish democratic authoritarian rule in the United States of America by any means necessary. As that evil tech giants like Google, Twitter, Facebook are conspiring with the deep state to selectively censor all pro-Trump voices under hate speech rules, effectively silencing conservatives, Christians, and constitutionalists. Senator Ted Cruz, with a question mark about him, is well aware of what's happening, and it's now calling and is now calling for investigations into widespread fraud being carried out by social media platforms and search engines. Well, it's the crushing monopolies that are going on in this country. And that's something that Trump just doesn't get. He thinks that's success. No, monopoly destroys free enterprise, or something he just congenitally does not get. But for the record, he says here, Mike Adams, yes, Julian Assange did exactly the same thing the New York Times did when it published the Pentagon Papers. The ability for a journalist organization to receive and then publish classified materials has already been well established by the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet when it comes to information, the U.S. military industrial the U.S. military industrial complex finds uncountable, they will stop at nothing to criminalize journalism and may even attempt to execute or torture individual journalists who have been involved, which has happened on dozens and dozens of cases in the last 10, 15 years. Never forget, Obama's deep state fabricated sex assault charges against Assange and pressured foreign journalists to level those charges locally. Well, the Swedes had dropped those charges, and the women involved had withdrawn them, right? So this is, again, they want them trumped up again. It's really disgusting. They have the deep state in America, the British government and the Swedish government going after Assange. He hasn't got a prayer. These are the same people who fabricated the Trump dossier, was used to illegally spy on Trump campaign officials and via FISA, etc., etc. Sadly, Julian Assange is now a pawn in a high-stakes deep state ploy to halt the coming criminal... don't you check in my screen, I lost my line here. The coming criminal indictments of Obama-era officials and tried to turn the tables on Trump yet again to get him thrown out of office. The American people need to rise up and defend Julian Assange and denounce the deep state, Barack Obama's countless crimes, and the entire left coordinated coup that tried to overthrow the United States of America and turn it into a left-wing fascist regime run by criminals and tyrants. He says, I say it's time to arrest and imprison every individual who took part in the attempted coup against President Trump, including the fake news journalists who directly colluded with deep state officials to lie to the American public and falsely accuse Trump of treason. And the article goes on and on and on. But anyway, but just to have to start with that today, it is a shocking, shocking state of affairs. I knew this was move was coming. But even the Daily Mail now, since Paul Dacre is no longer the editor, is now becoming a spineless, gutless publication on many, many levels. I was going over that on some of the alternatives on YouTube. And then YouTube's record is, 58 million people have been delisted in the last 18 months or so. Wow, just shocking. Absolutely shocking, beyond words. But... combined with that, this other problem in the Midwest, hundreds of millions of dollars in crops destroyed by flooding, and farmers are being told there's nothing the U.S. government can do. And a million acres wiped out this year's harvest that just won't be put down. So there's a fairly long, lengthy article here, but just to do a piece of it. This is the worst economic disaster for U.S. farmers in modern American history. Our ongoing trade war with China has greatly depressed prices of wheat, corn, and soybean, and so farmers were storing more crops in their farms than ever before in early 2019, and then the floods came. The water moved so fast that the vast majority of farmers in the affected areas could not have moved what they had stored, even if they wanted to, and the scale of the losses these farmers have suffered is starting to become clear. According to UBI, hundreds of millions of dollars of crops that were destroyed by flooding were not covered by insurance. Well, this is, again, this is not just a natural weather event. This is weather manipulation, again, part of the same attack on what's going on. And it's saying the uninsured grain issue is really starting to affect people, said Jefferson Jorgensen, a Western Iowa corn and soy grower whose farm flooded when the Missouri River spilled over its banks on March 12th. Without any extraordinary amount of assistance, there are thousands of farmers that will never be able to come back from this. Sure. It said one fifth generation farmer was interviewed by Fox News, said that about $7 million worth of grain was destroyed in this country, in this county alone. Dustin Sheldon, a fifth generation grain and soybean farmer, watched too in horror as floods that devastated the Midwest began to recede, and he could assess the damage of his crops. He said the record-breaking floods caused about $1 million in losses for his family farm alone. He said, we figured that there is roughly $7 million worth of grain sitting in these grain bins here just in our county alone that is either destroyed or inaccessible right now that we won't even be able to get to or to sell. He said, financially, there's a lot of farmers that can't come back from that, and they may be out of business. According to government regulations, when stored crops get flooded, they must be destroyed. And unfortunately, the government also doesn't have any sort of program to cover these losses. In fact, the USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey told Reuters there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. There you are. Hundreds of farmers may be out of luck trying to recoup losses after last month's historic floods in the Midwest. Millions of bushels of grains were destroyed in more than 800 on-farm storage bins, mostly in eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, etc. And the U.S. Department of Ag, USDA, recently told Reuters that under current laws on disaster program aids, there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. Well, I thought direct cash compensation was available, but I think this is what it says here. He said, this is yet another example that shows who we send to Congress that really matters. If I had won my race for Congress, I would be endlessly causing havoc until our farmers got the emergency assistance they need. They're quoting some candidate here. For 71-year-old farmer Bruce Berman, it looks like the end has come after the floodwaters destroyed more than $100,000 worth of crops. And it goes on and on to list different damage levels in those counties. It's not fully assessed yet. Whoa, absolutely non-stop at every level. But as I say, the attack goes on and on and on every single level. And this vaccine thing now is getting so vicious. It's shocking. De Blasio, this guy is an absolute headbanger, disturbed individual. He's claiming, I'm looking for the article here, your body is not your own, right? You got that? Your body is not your own. No, certainly not in New York. And they can designate any vaccine or treatment to give to you if the government feels fit, right? And just looking for the article, you probably heard it during the week. But anyway, I'll dig it out during the break amongst, I have about 100 articles here today. Anyway, we'll go to this break and we'll be back, and I think we'll be fully connected for the rest of the program. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, How would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the first break, and we've been laying out there the shocking week of betrayal of humanity, really, about Assange, and the shocking combined with this shocking attack, weather attack on the harvest, the spring planting that just won't happen this year in large parts of America. But the betrayal of Assange is disgusting. It's absolutely appalling. And the guy in Ireland who started a new party, Justin Barrett and his friends, and Jim O'Doherty, outstanding people, really good, and John Waters. And two of them are journalists who got fired for telling the truth. But Ireland is overrun with the wrong kind of immigration now. And we've got this globalist moron, Varadkar, running the country, who is pro the EU and, vile. And again, the corporations are running everything, and the police. The new commissioner from the north of Ireland, Drew Harris, but corruption in the police there is out of control. It really is. But he was saying, if Ireland dies as a traditional country, it'll die of apathy. And he's speaking very, very well. He's on YouTube there. NP, the National Party of Ireland, and do look at Jim O'Doherty's podcasts, and Josh, he talks to John Waters a lot, and they're telling the truth, absolute the truth. And I think the best of the lot of them is a guy called Kieran McCormick. He's part of this National Party from Longford. Kieran McCormick, a very, very good guy, talks extremely well and lays it out like it is. And similar to what we're fighting in Britain and in America, but this globalist attack is full war. It's worse than a real war. It really is. It's dismantling society at every level. But I found this article here. De Blasio, New York Mayor De Blasio tells citizens, we own your bodies and we can force you to be injected with anything we want. Got that? Right. And again, Adams is writing an article there. That's a guy, De Blasio. New York Mayor Bill De Blasio has declared that residents do not own their own bodies. Could you ever believe that we have a politician standing up and saying that about getting dealt with? The city of New York can demand that all citizens be injected with literally anything the government declares to be a vaccine, even when those vaccines contain aborted human fetal tissues, cells, toxic aluminium metals, inflammatory adjuvants, and dangerous deadly chemicals. And this is the latest attempt by the authorities in New York to obliterate human rights and the rollout of the medical dictatorship, where citizens have zero rights to defend their own bodies against risky medical interventions that are demanded at gunpoint. Well, we've seen that actually go. Homeschoolers having a child taken from them because the doctors said they weren't vaccinated. And we now know that the children vaccinated against measles, which is usually MMR, they are the ones spreading. That's spreading the disease. This is how this disgusting weaponized vaccine is designed to work, and that's been proven. And PJ Media, nothing to do with me, which has emerged as one of the best independent media websites covering liberty and individual rights, has published an especially noteworthy article on this issue. Authored by Megan Fox, the story is entitled Mayor Bill de Blasio's Mandatory Measles Vaccination Order Faces Legal Challenges. We are republishing it here with full credit to the original author and PJ Media. This is important to read, share with everyone. And it says as follows. In an unusual and extreme move, New York Mayor de Blasio declared the state of emergency over the measles outbreak in the Orthodox Jewish community and is demanding forced vaccinations of everyone within four zip codes of the affected area. Violators face fines up to $1,000. This includes babies 6 months of age, even though the MMR is not recommended for anyone under 12 months of age. I believe the figures are there's 129 cases in a population of 300,000, which isn't 1%. So that speaks for itself. That's a statistic that asks and answers its own question. The Children's Health Defense will be filing legal challenge to the order, which comes on the heels of a New York Supreme Court ruling that struck down the Rockland County ban on unvaccinated children in public spaces. Children's Health Defense, CHD, is supporting a legal challenge to this dangerous, unprecedented overreach, which the city has unquestionably authority to control disease outbreaks. It may not violate the bedrock principle of prior free and informed consent, but it may not, that's a joke, to all medical interventions, including vaccines. This is a fundamental human right. The city may quarantine, isolate, trace the contacts, and strongly urge vaccination, but it may not impose such a draconian mandate without demonstrating its necessity, reasonableness, proportionality, harm avoidance, non-discrimination, due process, and equal protection. The commissioner has failed to do this. The city's actions violate New York state law. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back into the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're wading through this unbelievable situation in New York where de Blasio, Bill de Blasio, has said, and do I quote him again, we own your bodies, and we can force you to be injected with anything we want. Right, got that? That's the way it is, and there's a legal challenge going on to this, obviously. And CHC board member Mary Holland commented, "I am shocked that Mayor de Blasio would resort to such police state techniques to control an outbreak of measles." Measles is self-correcting. Once children get it, they can't get it again. It's a one-in and one-off. I have the measles, so I won't get it again. It says, "I don't believe the city's action." This is this CHC board member Mary Holland talking. "I don't believe the city's actions will withstand legal scrutiny." And Chairman, CHC Chairman Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is confident their legal challenge will prevail. "The case goes beyond a dispute over religious freedom. Thanks to the Merck federal whistleblower litigation, we now know that the Merck and Merck's MMR should have never been approved." The original Nazi pharmaceutical company set up by Adolf Hitler, and much less mandated. To get its license, Merck allegedly ordered its scientists to falsify efficacy data to fraudulently conceal the fact that the mumps component quickly wanes, triggering dangerous outbreaks in older populations where it can cause sterility in men and women. The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, reported 150 outbreaks resulting in 9,200 cases of mumps in fully vaccinated adults, right? Dwarfing the recent measles outbreak. "We are confident that no American court will allow government bureaucrats to force American citizens to take risky pharmaceutical products against their will." Well, we'll see. The grip they have on medical training and on doctors is absolutely unbelievable. Medical corporations Merck and Company and Co. will decidedly face the music in the open class action and related antitrust lawsuit involving its mumps vaccine, a product routinely given to babies and children for generations. The issue, which involves allegations of false compliance but the FDA standards for vaccines promoted a false claims lawsuit, United States versus the Merck Company. This case was commenced by two virologists once employed by Merck, alleging a systematic and long-standing commitment by the company to lying about the efficacy of its mumps vaccination, thereby prompting possible exposure to liability under federal False Claims Act. Governor Cuomo voiced concerns, another piece of work, about the legality of de Blasio's emergency order to forcibly vaccinate conscientious objectors. Look, it's a serious public health concern, but also a serious First Amendment issue, etc., etc., etc. But I have a note to myself here, which you've already said. It's people that are in vaccinated against measles that are spreading the measles. So, shocking. And also, an attack on children, just one of these items today. Turn it off. Spending too much time on gadgets or watching TV significantly develops the developmental skills of young children, warn researchers. And Tracy Watson was writing this article saying, it's dinner time, everybody's tired, grumpy, and hungry. The homework's done and kids are bored and argumentative. Your toddler is cranky and hanging on to your legs while you're trying to move around the kitchen. You're exhausted from a long day at work and would give anything for a little peace and quiet while you cook dinner. The solution, you tell the kids to watch something on television or play an educational game on their tablets. Totally wrong. The kids are happy, you're happy, and everybody's good. Sound familiar? Let's face it, this scenario probably resonates with every parent reading this article, and with the rushed and relentless pace of modern life, an electronic nanny like the TV, an electronic device can feel like a godsend. Unfortunately, however, like the most other things in life, there is a price to be paid for the time kids spend playing on electronic devices or watching TV. Well, it's child abuse, straight and simple. A recent study by a team of experts from the University of Calgary in Canada, published in the journal JAMA Pediatrics, found that allowing preschool children to play on tablets or watch a lot of TV has seriously detrimental effects on their mental and physical development by the age of five. And they give various references here. And so the downsides to using an electronic nanny, which is a good name for shoving a child in front of an electronic tablet, which is an outrageous act. The research teams included 2,400 children in their study. This is a study in Canada, testing their communication skills, problem-solving abilities, dexterity, and other skills at the age of 2, 3, and then 5. They found that those who were allowed the most screen time at the age of 2 already demonstrated developmental delays by the time they were 3. Likewise, those who spent the most of the time on their devices or watching TV at the age of 3 showed poorer developmental tests on every level. And it goes on to say different age groups, etc. And this is reported in the Daily Mail, etc., etc. But I've been saying that for years and years and years. It's an appalling ignorance of young, especially young parents, doing it. I think the school is regarded as a child mining service, and then they hardly communicating with their children at all. But there you are. But Amazon to exit collapsing liberal sanctuary city, Seattle, as drug addiction, homelessness, and high business taxes make the leftist stronghold increasingly uninhabitable. Could you ever imagine that would happen in Seattle, the home of Microsoft? But that's what's happening. Just a brief dip into that. Show guy dumpster diving here. Seeing the clear writing on the wall, corporate monolith Amazon has decided to pack its bags and head for greener pastures, with recently leaked plans to completely flee its longtime hometown of Seattle by the year 2023. Well, they pulled one of the operations out of New York recently. New York, Seattle, and Chicago, and then that city, that's Detroit, which has disappeared as a city. That would be the four worst in America. According to reports, Seattle City Council's recent attempt to impose a citywide head tax would have billed Amazon and other large corporations some $275 per employee per head to pay for affordable housing. Amazon currently employs more than 45,000 people in its Seattle headquarters, which means it would have to fork out $12.5 million a year to the city of Seattle. Was one of the last straws signaling to Amazon that it's no longer welcome in the liberal enclave. Well, considering what a liberal lefty operation Amazon is, this is now the left devouring themselves, which is interesting to watch. Sources say that Amazon won't be going far, however. The company is already moving some of its employees just across Lake Washington to nearby Bellevue, which is actually where Amazon was originally started, before Jeff Bezos decided, not long after the company was formed, to head to Seattle, where he believed he'd find the strongest talent pool. But because of how dramatically Seattle has changed in the interim, with its embrace of extremist leftist policies that are highly unfavorable to companies trying to do business there, Amazon has decided to abandon its long-term roots and relaunch its operation elsewhere. Amazon plans to relocate its entire Seattle-based worldwide operations team to Bellevue, Washington, by 2023, I see. Adding Washington State, that is. Adding thousands of employees to its new campus just across Lake Washington. Okay. Moving a large and critical team away from Amazon Seattle headquarters is a significant relocation of employees on its own, but it is also a weighty symbolic gesture. The clear sign yet that the tech giant is cooling on its hometown while doubling down on neighboring cities. Okay. Which is anti-business but pro-free stuff, the epitome of the left's economic ignorance. Just to finish off this article, there was once a time when Seattle was a booming pro-business tech hub, drawing high-caliber talent from across the globe. But things are now in rapid decline. That's the home of Boeing as well. As the city's uber-liberal constituency pushes for more bleeding-heart policies that are systematically gutting the city's business sector. Whether one likes Amazon or not, there's no denying that this major corporation has created tens of thousands of relatively high-paying jobs, and not in America, in Britain, or warehouse sweat jobs, slave labor jobs, zero-hours contracts. Of relatively high-paying jobs for Seattle's population, most of whom will now be moving to pro-business Bellevue, leaving what will only amount to economic blight in Seattle in their wake. It is a similar situation to what recently happened in Queens, New York, when the queen of stupidity, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, drove Amazon out of town before it had even chance to set up shop. This seems to be the new left this way, to condemn the business community and drive it out of town, while simultaneously demanding that more free stuff be handed out to the public. None of the leftists who advocate for such paradigm ever have the answer as to how it will work economically, but they howl for it just the same. Well, they've never worked in business anyway. It doesn't look like modern day liberals will stop until every business is chased away from every major city and becomes a giant homeless camp rife with drugs and crime, writes Brock Simmons for the Gateway Pundit, echoing this sentiment. And he says here, I'm guessing all of the folks who work for Amazon are less than happy with walking to work through needles, feces, aggressive homeless vagrants, ridiculously excessive cost of lunch, and so forth, wrote a commenter in the Gateway Pundit, pointing out some of the other common features of far-left enclaves like Seattle that they contribute to their anti-business atmosphere. Okay. But it's ironic that the liberal-lefty Amazon is being destroyed by the liberal-lefties they pander to. Isn't that ironic? So we're coming near the end, I think, very definitely in so many ways. So many stories here similar to that. Medical alert: hospitals are releasing deadly superbug fungi into the open air to colonize the population with dangerous pathogens. have a 40 to 80% fatality rate. Now, there's a quite a large article here about this new... it's certainly here, it's been building for a number of years, but it is just to give it its proper name. It should be at the top of the article. That he's mentioned one there. I'll find it down here when I get to it. I'm not going to read the article, just name the fungus that is out of control in many hospitals and it will kill you. Yet there's no known cure for it. Fungi. Here's the name: Candida auris. Candida, Candida auris. That is on the rampage. And Mike Adams, who has a high tech laboratory, knows all about it. And it is raging in certain cities. And the press are not allowed to report on this. There's a equivalent of, we call it D notice out on this. And it it could be an extinction level event. And it's, they know it's come from the excessive use of chemicals in agriculture and the likes of glyphosate and all the rest. But it's called Candida, Candida auris, and it's on the rampage right now. But I might get to that one later on. Coming down to a simple level, air pollution now, I think this is in, where's this story? Yeah, London. They're going after wood-burning stoves. Air pollution police now going after wood-burning stoves, claiming emissions are too high. Oh, sorry, I should forget to give out the phone number today. The phone number here, if you have anything to add to this, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This creep, Amir Khan, the mayor of London, is it's now, I'm just calculating my car, the diesel Astra, and it's quite a good little car for its age. But to drive into London, it used to be £8, it's now £24 because I have an old type of diesel, although it's highly efficient on very little emissions coming out of it, and it is on a synthetic oil, and it runs like new on terrific power. But to go into London, it would cost £24 a day just to drive into central London. And then to park would be £40 a day, £65 a day to go to central London. how about that? So there's no way. You have to park about 10 miles out and get it. If you could, then where would that be? So bringing a car into London, forget it. It's just getting out of hand. But there is, I have to say, a deadly serious point about schools that are placed beside highways. Is deadly for children getting asthma. It's now a major, major thing in Britain, and the amount of schools that are beside highways is just outrageous. Out in rural Hereford here, there's one at a junction in the countryside where trucks stop and hit the air brakes and rev up to pull off from traffic lights, and it's right beside a rural school. I mean, and these environmentalists and risk assessment morons running local councils, it's... there's no end to it, absolutely no end to it whatsoever. But there's this fire wood stove carry on here. Under a proposal introduced in the United Kingdom, wood burning stoves have the possibility of being banned in a bid to reduce air pollution. London Mayor Sadiq Khan, Sadiq Amar Khan, has recently written to Michael Andrew Gove, that's the Michael Gove, the British Secretary of State and Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. See, the word agriculture is not in the Department of Agriculture anymore. It's DEFRA, D-E-F-R-A, the Secretary of State for Food, Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. They dropped the word agriculture. Isn't that amazing? In the farming community, not a word out. So it says, they're not annoyed, why should I be? A study conducted by King's College London stated that domestic wood burning is the cause of a third of toxic emissions in some parts of the city. I find that hard to believe. It's vehicles causing the problem. According to Mayor Khan, he wants to protect these people that have bought wood burning stoves in good faith but wanted to ban burning wood. Okay, we'll go to this last break of this hour and we should be back in a few minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And talking about Amazon ditching its operations in Seattle, but showing a picture of Adolf Hitler here. World's largest e-retailer, Amazon, begins Nazi-like digital burning of books. I reckon I'm the last person who got that DVD sent to me. It took ages. Came from the States, Vaxxed, the movie. And it's now, you can't get hold of it now. Very hard to get that. But Andrew Wakefield, he's brilliant at what he does, but he's clueless regarding communication. But the DVD is very good, but it's 91 minutes. It's too long, really too long. But this was people there's professional vloggers, people on YouTube, part-time, and then the morons with their bald head wearing a black T-shirt and their baseball cap turned back to front. Once you see that, get out fast. But most people I notice, I don't do video blogs at all, not interested. But I would pick people to do them. But they do misunderstand the medium they're on. They really, really do. They're so pig ignorant, the way they address, the way they set the camera, the way they repeat themselves, waste time. and too long-winded. They misunderstand the medium completely. But anyway, this article, world's largest e-tailer, Amazon, begins Nazi-like digital burning of books it doesn't like. Well, I told you about the way they subtly attack controversial books like Natural Health. They put it out of stock 400 times a day. Oh, it's in stock 800 times a day, but oh, and that's how they were doing it. Now they're doing it blatantly, pulling. And J.D. Hayes is saying here, in the early 1930s, the German Student Union conducted book-burning ceremonies in Hitler's rising Third Reich and Austria, aimed at destroying the political materials deemed subversive to counterproductive to Nazism. In April 1933, the DST, that's the German Student Union, Deutsche Student Union, declared a nationwide action against un-German spirit and deemed that a literary purge and cleansing by fire was necessary. Just remind yourself, not compatible with community standards. That's the modern mantra of that on YouTube before they pull you down. By May, several other burnings had taken place, one of them involving something like 25,000 volumes, which went up in flames in the square at the State Opera in Berlin. Thus began the Nazis' era of censorship and complete government control of all information via Joseph Goebbels' Ministry of Propaganda. Today, there is a parallel taking place between the Nazi book burning and the pre-World War II era on the digital book burning by e-tailers behemoth Amazon, and for much of the same reason, to rid the world of the coherent of the content found objectionable and subversive to the left-wing globalist authoritarian viewpoint. Okay, we go to the top of the hour and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.